The Bishop Bar and Live Music Venue doesn't cater to the stereotypical binge-drinking, hell-raising undergraduate crowd. So how does the place stay open? Amid a number of live music venues coming and going in Bloomington, the Bishop has survived. Together with its building neighbor, the Comedy Attic, it forms a lively entertainment locus just south of Courthouse Square, where townies and grad students can enjoy a grown-up nightlife. Owner and founder Steve Westrick reveals his secrets as he joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest this week, Steve Westrick.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Steve. He is the founder and owner of the Bishop Bar. Now, that's a live music and event venue. Steve, you're one of the cultural arbiters.
Wow.
That's a first.
I'm from Terre Haute, Indiana, so we're going to have to take it down. You know, that's a big word.
Well, that's beautiful. We'll start there. You were born in 1981.
That's true.
Okay, tell me all about the life of Stephen Westrick.
Thank you. I grew up in Terre Haute, though I was born in Missouri, in the same city that a man named Rush Limbaugh. Although my memories really began in Indiana because we moved to Terre Haute when I was just for my sixth birthday. My dad worked, he's retired now, he worked in healthcare, in mental healthcare. He wasn't a practitioner. It was a suit, basically. Administrator. Charter Hospital, people may have heard of that.
Yes.
So depression, you know, eating disorders, anxiety, things like that. My mother stayed at home and raised me and my siblings.
So then there was moving over to Terre Haute.
That would be because of my dad's job. I think we actually moved there for charter.
There used to be advertisements for charter health.
Yeah.
You know,
I was in one of those. You're talking to a former child model, actually, Mr. Glab. I had two gigs. Yeah, my big break was a charter hospital ad, and I remember whatever, you know, semi-professional kid they had booked, for some reason it fell through, and my dad just said, I have a kid.
How did you wind up in Bloomington, Indiana?
I came here for college in 2000. I was a SPIA student, public affairs.
Uh-huh.
I had intended to go into something with the government, but it was a very sort of nebulous idea.
You somehow found yourself in the music business.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to be cool. You know, I interned at a record label. I worked for IU concerts committee, you know, 19 or so. Graduated college and I got a job with this music festival of sorts, which actually turned out to be kind of a crooked enterprise. That was the beginning of about, I would say about 5 years, I guess from 04 to 09 when the Bishop opened. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of about 5 years of just really frustrating and disillusioning experiences in that industry. You know, it was just another job after another. I just couldn't find my place and I never felt satisfied and you didn't get paid anything. I wound up in Bloomington because this is strange. I read the IDS actually in Chicago as a 26-year-old. And it's funny because that's how I learned that the place called the Cinemat was closing.
Steve Volan's place.
I remember living in L.A., and I remember flying back in 2005 to look at spaces to open a venue in Bloomington. I didn't want to leave Chicago, but I didn't have the confidence to open that kind of place, a venture like that in Chicago. Also, just didn't need one. I think Bloomington really did, and I think we've shown that. I think we're still here after 7 years, and we're, you know, 200 shows a year, more, you know.
Oh. It's funny you should say that because there's a number of places to hear live music. There's the Bluebird,
sure,
and, you know, Bears, and even Rhinos.
Yeah.
And Buzzkirk Chumley for a little bit bigger acts, and then huger acts at IU, the auditorium. And there's room for all these people?
Well, I think that for a while, because, you know, the Bishop was opened because it was something that I wanted to do, and I think that Bloomington needed it. And it being really a place that was dedicated to original music.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really in its mission, because in all these places that we just mentioned, they certainly, you'll find original music all the time at the Bluebird, at the Buzzkirk, all these places. And two, I don't fault them for doing, you know, cover bands, Red Hot Chili Peppers cover bands, karaoke nights, that kind of stuff. We don't really do that kind of thing. It's just not what we wanted to be. And I think we really wanted to be a place that rewarded and supported, you know, local original music. We were certainly conceived as a music venue and always will be. And that's an important part of what we do. One of the reasons I think that we do have some staying power, I like to think that we're good at what we do, but also We're lucky enough to be in a space that allows us to have a separate bar. And I mean, there's a reason why, you know, it's sort of a revolving door of venues in this town and many others. It's just hard to make a nickel with music. As a matter of fact, you don't make a nickel of music. You make you make a nickel selling alcohol. I opened, you know, on a shoestring budget. That bar was probably, I would say, about 50% complete when we opened, but it just, you can't get a loan for that. I mean, I was 20, I guess you maybe in theory, but they're not going to give a loan for a bar. They don't like to do that anyway, especially not to 26-year-olds.
This punk kid.
But opened up just the best we could and then slowly just added things over the next 5 years, upgraded the PA, added the outdoor patio, upgraded from a beer license, which is very cheap, $500, relatively cheap, to a liquor license, which cost tens of thousands of dollars. We bought our license, Jared Thompson of the Comedy Attic, and myself, at an auction that the state put on as a result of the 2010 census. Monroe County had increased in population enough to award us, I think, seven additional licenses.
And you too were looking. How did you come to the Bishop?
It's simply, I needed a name for the bar. There are things that, you know, had to happen at a certain time. So we opened in September 09. At some point, you know, you have to do things. You have to have a sign made. You have to buy the website. They have to make, you know, business cards, posters, whatever. And I don't do well with infinite choice, actually. What color should my wall be? That kind of stuff, you know? And I simply had a list of words, which I still do. I always have. It predates the Bishop. It's just something that I do. I just words that I'm just drawn to. I just like the word, the way it sounds, the way it looks on paper. I wish Bishop had a special meaning, but it was on that list. I simply liked it. It was put on that list because the Knights of Columbus, a Catholic organization, own the building.
That is right. And still do.
And still do. And I was just thinking of Catholicism and Catholic terms and Catholic imagery and didn't necessarily want to be associated with that. Hence the chess piece. But that's it. I've never worked at a bar before. And I don't particularly like bars. And not really a big drinker. Never really have been my whole life. It's one of the few bars that don't cater to the university. And, you know.
Oh, but I'm sure students go there.
Definitely grad students and certainly some undergrads. I would say we're probably, you know, just spitballing numbers here. I would say about 40% townies, however you want to define that. 40 grad students.
So you don't want to go there to become stupid drunk?
We generally know. So we have, we're lucky to have very few problems, actually. We almost never have to, we've never had a fight, actually.
Ever. Really?
Not inside. There's been some weird scuffly stuff on the sidewalk and that kind of thing. And, you know, half of that has nothing to do with you. It's just a passerby or whatever. It's fun for the most part. It's a little challenging, but in a good way that people really do take possession of the place. Like, I really can't put anything on the wall without people getting upset. And it's a good thing. That people take ownership of
it. It's home.
They feel like they're home. We do a fair amount of non-music events. We'll do poetry readings regularly. Movie screenings, art shows, you know. We've had a wedding reception or two, a political rally or two.
I'd like to thank Steve Westrick. He is the big boss over at the Bishop Bar and Live Music Venue. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear that episode and all episodes of Big Talk with Michael Glab at WFHB.org.